Can you just tell me your name and where we are and today's date?
So I'm Michael Alcock. We're in the grounds of the Mencap office, and it's the 14th of October 2020.
And the Mencap office is in Cardiff.
In Lambourne Crescent.
Yeah, so we're sat outside.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm Anna Sashitsky, and I work for Mencap Cymru, and I'm here speaking with Michael. So, Michael, you know that the reason I wanted to come back and speak to you was to find out how these last few months have affected your friendships and relationships. So if we can just start by thinking back to March in the run-up to lockdown and the beginning of the pandemic, when we were first getting used to everything, what was that like for you before we were locked down? So you were still working in the office, and can you tell me a bit about that time?
So it was quite different then to how it is now. Things weren't normal then, and there wasn't as much social distancing and wearing face masks indoors and things like that, and everything was running normal, and we would all just come into the office as normal. And I'd started a job on the Play Our Way project, which was quite sentimental for me, because that was how I started my journey with Mencap, when I was on that project when I was about 15.
So when did you start that job?
I officially started it at the beginning of March, I think. But I didn't have it for that long. Most of my experience at Mencap, working at Mencap, has been my admin experience, but...
So you started working for Play Our Way. So what happened then?
So I started coming to support the ambassadors at some of the activities. We did the escape rooms, Cardiff, and we did badminton, and I think we did wall climbing. But my job on that project only lasted from the beginning of March to the middle of March. So I didn't really have much experience on that job.
So why did it finish then?
Well, the funding was going to be cut in September, but that was the plan before all this, but because of the lockdown, we had to stop it in the middle of March, at the beginning of lockdown, because it was too much of a social project to accommodate in that moment, at this moment in time. So we just couldn't keep the project running.
So that was in your work life. What about in the rest of your life at that time? What was happening?
So I was doing a bit of volunteering in my local community centre. I'd been there for a while. My experiences there since lockdown have been different to how they were before, with people and connections. And I also used to do kayaking on a Tuesday night, which was a hobby that I took up through the Play Our Way project. And that was very different to how it could be now, because there was no problem back then, and it was just, we would just go to the international pool next to the Cardiff International Whitewater Centre, and there was no social distancing. We polo was quite a contact sport. Whereas it would be difficult to do like kayaking in a pool now, and I don't know how polo could work, and the club can't have permission for it to be a good enough excuse to travel to do the sport, so that stopped in March as well.
So have you been back at all?
I did go to Cosmoston Lakes a couple of weeks ago, in September, but I did about two or three sessions there when the restrictions were lifted a little bit. It used to be 8 o'clock to start with, but then as the nights got darker, we had to move it back to 6 o'clock. But then as the restrictions got stricter, they had to stop doing that. And then there were things with the club funding, how many people were attending them, how many people had to go for the safety insurance to use the lake, and how many places were available. We can't do that at the moment. So,
and did the club keep in contact with you, or were there other members of the club who stayed in contact during the time that you weren't able to meet?
I had emails from them,
but not kind of regular communication.
No, not in person or over video calls or anything, just emails.
And how about the other members of the group? Did anyone from the group keep in touch, or...?
Keep in touch with me? The only contact that I had with the group were through emails.
So you weren't kind of... didn't have each other's numbers or on Facebook or anything like that?
No. The only number I had was someone who I met about two Christmases ago, and I noticed that he tended to start throwing the ball to me before we started playing water polo when we did that, those little like exercises with the game before we actually started playing. This was a couple of years ago before lockdown. I was 23. I was 22. It was just before I turned 23, and I gave him a Christmas card with my phone number in it, and he texted me and got in contact during Christmas period. We met up once or twice and went bowling in the Red Dragon Centre, and we celebrated my 23rd birthday. But after that, he just about said that he had too many other commitments to meet up on a regular basis. I made some connections with other people before the lockdown, but just memories, not actual close friendships, just people I met through places where I went.
So at the beginning of lockdown then, we were all at home. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that was like? Who do you live with?
So I live with my parents and sisters. So being home all the time was quite different to start with, and it meant I was doing less, and I was having less interactions with other people, and because of the fact that I didn't tend to keep in contact with many people personally anyway. Before all this, the only connections that I had with people was when I actually saw them in the places where I went to. I didn't really keep in contact with many people personally. So it meant that I had less exercise and less people to talk to. Sometimes I started doing more exercise through it, and that to start with, that was quite strange, like, being outside again after being inside for so long. But sometimes when I do something that I've not done for a while, it's new again. Like when I started back up kayaking in the new club after the old club lost its funding, and it was new to me, and then I struggled on the white water for a bit. But then once I started walking and exercising more, I became fitter and started coping with it better. But sometimes when I've been walking, the physical side of it during lockdown, it's made me feel stronger doing that distance that wouldn't have made me stronger before, because I'm not used to doing that distance.
So what kind of exercise were you doing then?
Just walking.
And were you doing that with anyone or just by yourself?
Just by myself, with my dad sometimes.
How many sisters do you have?
Two.
And are they older or younger than you?
One's older and the other's younger.
And do you get on with your sisters?
Yes.
And how was it being with them? Did you do anything with them, or how were they during that time at the beginning?
We sometimes watch telly together. I was home with my younger sister a lot. My older sister was sort of supported children of key workers, so she wasn't as home. She wasn't home as often, but she was still home a lot. We were all still home a lot. Most of the time, the five of us were in the house. So we spent more time with each other in that way.
And what was that like?
It was different. It was nice.
And did you find, how about with your parents, did it feel different during that period than normal, or?
It was different being home for that length of time, and sometimes it was a problem for me not to be doing anything for so long, because it's hard to get back into the routine of things when I'm not used to being committed like I had to be before all the.
So you stopped work back in March. Were you furloughed then?
Yes, I was furloughed. Mm.
And how did that feel then when that first happened?
Well, it was something new. I suppose it was a good thing that I was still I wasn't losing money, so I was still having some money even though I couldn't work. It felt different not being in work.
In what way different?
I didn't see as many people. I didn't have to get up as early. I didn't have to do as much work. I didn't. In some ways, I wasn't motivated as much as I had to be when I worked. Sometimes I learned new things. Using online video calling was a new learning curve during lockdown, because that was not something that I did before then. I never used Zoom, or I'd never heard of Zoom or Teams before. Before COVID, I had a webcam, but I'd never actually used it for video calling. I'd only used it for taking photographs, so that was quite exciting, quite difficult to start with, like being worried about not being able to log into a meeting and how that technology works. But I got used to that.
Did anyone help you with that, or did you just have to figure it out yourself?
Well, my parents helped me. I worked out that some laptops in the house work better than others, but I just use my desktop, and that works fine for me, and I'm more comfortable using a desktop than a laptop anyway. So and now that I'm used to it, I don't tend to have problems with it.
So you used it for your MenCap job. Are there any other times that you used Zoom or Teams at all?
I used it with the Engage to Change project because I was one of the ambassadors, and they, of course, that project had to stop as well because we couldn't go to different venues with big groups of people in a conference to talk about the project and things like that. But sometimes we had like catch up video calls to ask how we were and things like that.
And how was that?
That was the first time when I started using Zoom when I was with that project. And start with, it was quite stressful learning to use Zoom, but once I got the hang of using Zoom and I got used to using it in Teams and things like that, it was fine. Difficult learning to use it to start with, but fine after I'd learned to use it.
So you managed to stay in contact with people a little bit through work, but did you have any Zoom calls or anything just for social things with anybody, or was it just kind of for Engage to Change and with your job at MenCap?
With Learning Disability Wales as well, because I do some unpaid work on their trustee board, but so I had some like team video calls or Zoom video calls with them as well. In terms of, so you're asking about the social side of using Zoom and Teams.
Yeah, whether you used either of them to stay in touch with friends or with anybody outside of work.
I used Skype to contact my friend from around the corner, who I've been in contact with since our early years on the high school minibus. So we used to Skype each other a lot at one point. And that was nice in a way, but different, because we could stay up late and do it, and I didn't have to get up for work. I mean, it was different for him because he still worked as one of the key workers, but I still had contact with him. With other people, so there were a couple of other things that I used to do that I started with other people during lockdown. One was when my phone started coming up with friend suggestions on social media for people who I might know or might know people who I know. And some of them were people who I didn't know to start with, but I came up with, at one point, I came up with the daughter of the manager who took me on as a volunteer in my local community centre. And so I got in contact with her and asked how they were, and she asked her how we were, and we asked how each other's families were, basically. And and then I spoke about not having contact with as many people, and she suggested that I join the church group. So to start with, we did video calls, and that was new to me because...
So with the whole group, was that, or just with her?
With the whole group. How many people were in the group would vary, because sometimes some of the groups were with people just around our age. Sometimes they were with ranges of people to people our age, to people in their 50s, 60s, and but it was with a group. And to start with, I think by that time I'd learnt to use Zoom on my desktop, and I was okay with using it. But it was difficult for me to start with because because although I've been in contact with the building since I was about 12. My mum used to take me in there with my sisters when we were 12, and I did a bit of volunteering there since I was 18. I've not been as heavily involved within the church group, so most of the people who already knew each other there didn't know me as well as they knew each other, and that was difficult to start with, especially as I didn't understand the sessions and terminology as well as they all did, and sometimes it was embarrassing for me to admit that. But it was good to start talking to them. It was a bit like frightening, like the first or second or so, because I logged into a Teams meeting, and I was like, I didn't know one person there, but there were about two or three people who I familiarised myself with, there's one. I've sometimes been. I went to the cinema with the group at one point. So there were things like with when the restrictions started to be lifted, we could go for walks around Castle Cork and around Roath Park and different places. So I did a couple of those walks in Kevernon Park. But then after that, I tried to get in contact with some of the other people around in the group around my age. And basically, I played tennis with three other people around my age, like to start at one point, and I found that I struggled with the sport because I've always struggled with that kind of sport, and we went to the cinema, and I went for a walk around the barrage in Cardiff Bay with two other people within the group. And around the fields and things by where I live, and that there's someone within the group who I met through joining during lockdown, who I've met up with on a couple of occasions, and I'm starting to get used to seeing people who I didn't know when I first met them.
So would you consider that person a friend?
I suppose it's difficult to say, because like when you're with groups of people, you don't know whether they're there just for the group, for you. You don't know whether they see you as a friend in that group or whether they see you as a friend or someone they have contact with. But then there's things like how many people you're supposed to meet anyway, and it's difficult to meet up indoors at the moment anyway. I think yes, but I'm not entirely sure.
And so how have you been in touch with this person? How have you arranged when it's just been the two of you?
Through social media and the WhatsApp group that I was added onto, and through texting. And sometimes we go for walks together.
Just the two of you or with a bigger group?
Sometimes with the two of us, sometimes with three of us or four of us or five of us or with a bigger group. I think sometimes with groups, like with organised groups, it's harder to tell whether they're friends or not, whether they're your friends or not. But it's... Yeah, it's helped me in some ways. And another, there was something else that I did as well. So I got in contact with someone who I went to college with on my second year on social media, and I asked her if she wanted to start meeting up again. And I said I was thinking of meeting up with more friends, like after the restrictions were starting during that time when the restrictions were starting to ease a bit, and you could start meeting people in groups again. And And I met up with her about three times, along with some of her other friends. One of her closer friends was someone who I had a strong memory towards on the Play Our Way project. And it was nice seeing him to get him again. And we've met up with each other about two or three times in between August or September, and or in between August and September. I don't seem to have much contact with them at the moment, but I did at that point.
So were they people you saw before lockdown, or just people you reconnected with?
They were just people who I reconnected with.
And that was just through Facebook, or...?
Yes, just through Facebook. I asked her if she wanted to start meeting up, and she said yes, and she was meeting up with other friends on that day that I asked if she wanted to meet up, so she invited me with them. It's sometimes as I get older, it's harder to get people to want to meet up with me, but it's...
So it sounds like during that period that we had fewer restrictions, like you were out and about quite a bit, is that...
Yes, I was out quite a bit while the restrictions were eased off a bit.
So how are things now then, that people are coming out less and you're less able to meet?
Well, I think it's harder now with the restrictions tightening again, but... I haven't met up with as many people now.
Have you still seen some people?
Sometimes I've seen people through the local church group, yes.
And the church hasn't been meeting inside at all during this time?
We started meeting inside during September.
And then has that stopped now then?
I think it's becoming harder for people who don't live as close, and restrictions in different areas and things like that. But I didn't always attend all the sessions, but I attended some of them.
So how does the restrictions now compared to the beginning of lockdown, when we were sort of really fully locked down, how do they compare?
I think they were harder then than they are now. Although I think there was a time when they were easier than they are now, when people were starting to meet up again.
And how have you found it sort of on your well-being? How have you felt during all of this?
It's been difficult for me because I didn't have much contact with as many people outside. I didn't have outside the places where I used to go before this. So that means that I didn't have as many people to contact through other means other than face-to-face, it might have been easier if I was in contact with more people who I could find other means of contact with. But in some ways it's been harder, but in some ways it's helped me learn more, meet more people in ways that I might not have done otherwise. And that's helped in some ways.
I was going to ask whether you can see any positive things that have come out of the situation. Are there any good things, would you say?
So learning to use video calls and meeting more people through joining groups during lockdown, during the easing of lockdown and things like that.
When we did the recording before, you talked quite a lot about your best friend. Is it Andrew? I made up that name.
Daniel.
Where have I got Andrew from?
Andrew was the one who I met on Player Way.
Ah, okay, that's where the
And I started from. Meeting up with him and someone called Amy during lockdown, okay. During the easing of lockdown. Yeah. And something that was some other people, but I didn't know them as well. And I think that's where you got that name from.
So Daniel, have you seen Daniel at all during this time? Have you been in contact? How's your relationship now?
So we started Skyping each other during lockdown, and during the easing of the restrictions, we started meeting up and going for walks. We've not been to the cinema together since lockdown, although I did go to the cinema with the church group at one point. But with him, I've been walking. I went for a couple of walks with him during the easing of the restrictions. And in terms of, there is a memory that I have with someone else in the kayaking club through him. It's not really an actual connection with anyone else. It's just between me and him, really. But it was just something that someone said, and then something that he did.
Are you able to explain?
It was basically when I was in the kayaking club and another man approached me and made a joke that I was flying a plane tonight because I was wearing swimming goggles. And then my friend from round the corner came and dropped off a model aeroplane during March, April time. So it was kind of like a connection between me and my friend from round the corner, who always used to like collecting model aeroplanes and photographs of aeroplanes ever since we went, like when we went around each other's houses on our early years of high school, and like represents my new experiences when. Through changes, like through the ground changing beneath me as life goes on, in a metaphoric way. Like when I moved from primary school to high school, or when I moved from Mencap to the lockdown, to where I work, to whatever I'll do next.
In the interview that we recorded before, you were saying that you were wondering whether your friendship might be more than a friendship. Did anything ever come of that? Did you ever talk to him about that?
Well, in some ways yes, in some ways no. But I'm to be honest, I'm too like embarrassed to ask him in case like it would be harder if he said no than it would have been if I didn't ask him in the first place. I've not said it directly, but I've sometimes hinted in some like asked if he has contact with people in college, whether he has contact with his girlfriend, or whether he has he sort of hinted that he's waiting for the right time, or he's not ready, or I've got a feeling he might not like. like, say he might not feel confident about, he might not say yes, and that would be difficult for me because I know him so well, and because we know so many people who, because our families know each other so well, it would be embarrassing if I said that and he said no.
So you've not, nothing's really happened since
I think I've kind of hinted in some ways, and he's kind of hinted, but I don't really know. We haven't directly said it. But I suppose there was an occasion when sometimes I kind of like hint it in songs that I text and things like that, because they're just songs that they don't have to be taken that way if he doesn't, it's easy taken back. And then there was another occasion when we were walking under the underpass and someone had just left some dead flowers, like, on the underpass. And then he said, "Oh, we get married." And then I said, "Oh, you prefer?" And then I sort of hinted that you propose. And then he said, "When I find the right person." But I mean, which could hint that he wants, that we want females, not each other. But I don't know. It's difficult.
And do you think,
maybe, yeah, but maybe not. I don't know.
But nothing's happened since we last spoke.
No.
So, when you were finding it difficult and kind of, do you have people that you can talk to if you're finding things difficult, or you're feeling sad or feeling not great?
To talk about
the way that you're feeling.
As in social.
Well, just generally, because when we were talking before, you said it's been, you know, at times quite difficult. Do you feel able to speak to family, or are there people that you feel that you can talk to, or do you just kind of keep it to yourself?
Sometimes it's embarrassing to talk about it to my closer family, to my family. Sometimes it's not as embarrassing to talk about to closer friends who aren't as close, who won't tell other people.
So who would you speak to? Who would those people be?
Well, my friend.
Daniel?
Yes. Yeah. But sometimes I'm worried about, like, what will happen to me, like, as I get older and in the future. And I don't have that life experience that I really need.
What kind of things are you thinking about?
Well, independence, just general life skills.
And is that something that you want to explore then, or?
In some ways, yes. But in some ways, it's difficult to build connections with people to get that. And sometimes I'm confused about things that happen, and I don't understand what's happening a lot of the time.
And so, are there people who can help with that kind of thing? Who's helped you in the past with, you know, if you're not sure about something or you're confused about something?
I don't know.
So you feel like that you don't really have people you can go to if something's like...
I can talk to my parents and sisters, but it's harder to talk to them because I'm close to them.
Yeah, it's hard. So, Are there any other things that you would want people to know about your experience over the last few months? If you were, I don't know, doing a presentation, who would you, what would you want people to know about? What's been important?
I suppose it's been important to have to make contact with new people, and I need to make contact with new with more people. And it was the same when I first met Daniel in high school, and I didn't know anyone, I didn't know him or anyone else in high school to start with. I don't know.
How has it affected you finishing your job with MenCap? How's that been?
Well, so MenCap has been my connection to high school, where I had some problems, but sometimes they were my own problems rather than problems when... So... which is basically relating to people and how I thought they were and how different they are in comparison to how I thought they were. And sometimes when I realise things weren't always as bad as I thought they were at a certain time, and as time goes on I feel different about certain people or certain things that happened, but I can't. It should be emotional, in the same way as leaving high school was, I would have thought. But sometimes I think that there's a stage where as I get older I get more emotional or more aware of emotion, but as I get older, after I get older, I feel less emotional. In terms of the fact that sometimes if I know more people, if I know people better, I'm more likely to miss them. But if I've known them so well after we've lost contact, I don't feel that we've lost contact because we know each other so well. And then there's the fact that this is my first. It's an office environment is different to this office environment was different to a school or college environment because we were older and more mature. And it was a smaller environment, less people, and it was sometimes because it was a smaller environment, I think. I feel less emotional, or sometimes I learn to control my emotions more, or feel the need not to miss people and things because I can't change things back to how they were just because I feel that I want to.
Are there particular people that you're going to miss, or things that you're going to miss about working?
So, I suppose... I'll miss the people who I work closely with within the MenCap office, and I've known them for quite a long time, and I think that was the reason why leaving college was easier than leaving primary school or high school, as well as the fact that I wasn't in the same building for the same number of years, but I'll probably miss colleagues because I got to know them better. But I think to a certain extent, I'll probably miss them less because I know them more. So to the point where if I know people better, that I don't lose them as much
do you feel like you'll still stay in contact with them, is that what you mean? Or
I'll probably stay in more contact with them than people who I met with in school and college support units and things like that.
So what, the stronger the connection, the kind of easier to stay in touch with that person, is that what you
mean?
Yeah,
so the stronger the connection, the easier to move away, the easier to stay in touch, and the easier to feel confident with that. It's,
one of the things I was going to just ask, just a practical thing, was how did you find, you know, all the rules and the changes and everything? How did you find, it easy to understand? Did you have support with that?
I found it frustrating and difficult to understand to start at some points, and sometimes I felt like uncomfortable going out and going in shops because it was said to be more, it wasn't allowed as much. And then there's the fact that I didn't really like spending too long in shops anyway, and sometimes it's easier for me if I can understand I don't like not knowing what's happening, and sometimes I prefer like routine and like all that, like.
So how has that been, the fact that it's been difficult, or it changes, it's changed a lot, hasn't it?
Sometimes things like queuing I don't feel comfortable with and things like that. Or spending too long in a public place.
And have you felt worried about COVID itself? Have you known anybody who's had it? Or
yes, I know. I don't think I've known anyone who's had it. I don't know. Because COVID itself is obviously a problem. Yes, so that's something to worry about. But I don't think I know anyone.
Okay, unless there's anything else that you want to talk about, I think
no.
We're probably done. That's great. Thank you, Michael.